Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
This episode is brought to you by Planet Broadcasting's partnership with Care Australia and Everyday Hero, supporting women and girls living in extreme poverty around the world. To donate to the campaign, visit planetbroadcasting.com or click the link in the show notes below. Hey everyone, just me at the top of the show to let you know that I am going to be on the road very, very soon as part of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival Roadshow. So if you are in any of the following areas, I'd love it if you come to the show. Come at the end and say hi too. So if you're in Broken Hill, Cessnock, Newcastle, Armidale, Glen Innes, Corindi, Tamworth, Gunnedah, Devonport, Hobart, Launceston, Geelong, Orange or Dubbo, I'm going to be there in June or July. So if you are a listener of the show and you're in those towns, come up and say hi. I love hearing from people who listen to the show. It's great. And yeah, we can go get a drink or something afterwards as well. Enjoy this episode. It's a different type of episode. I really like it. It's a completely sport-themed episode. But if you don't like sport, don't worry. There's heaps of good stories in this one as well. It doesn't matter. It's not about us talking about sport. It's about us talking about times where we were shit at sport, we're growing up. It's really funny. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And also, thanks, everyone, who's been going on the iTunes page and giving it 5 stars. That is always awesome. It's nice to, like, you know, check it every couple of days and see that more people have gone on there and given it more 5 stars, which is great. Leaving comments is good, too. Also, if you haven't done so already, the two filmed episodes on YouTube, give them a watch, give them a share around, and let's try and get them in as many people's eyes as possible. Enough from me. Enjoy this episode. I'll see you later. Bye. Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earle, and this week on the internet, the betting agency William Hill is paying 25-1 odds that the English soccer player Josh Earle will play for the national side by the age of 30. Yeah. He's currently playing for Preston North. He's 21 years old.
Preston North End.
Yes, that's them. Are they? I don't follow soccer. That's not First Division, is it? Or Premier League?
That's not Premier League, no.
No, is it First Division?
I believe it's the old Third Division maybe at the moment.
Okay.
Yep.
Because he almost went to your team.
There was rumours about him going to Liverpool.
There you go. Speaking of sport, this entire podcast today is going to be based on sport. I thought I'd do something a bit different once. So let's meet our four people who are all entwined in sport somehow. Let's meet them now. Our first guest is a comedian, a podcaster, a festival director, and a Liverpool fan, which we've already established. Please welcome the captain of the indoor soccer team, Greg Larson's Ratwell.
Oh.
It's Carl Chandler.
Thank you. Am I captain? That's news I haven't picked up.
You're the captain.
I'm the one who yells the most, so I guess that's captain. Yeah. I'm the loudest, and I'm the crankiest, so I guess.
So this is a 6-a-side indoor soccer
five
team.
5-a-side.
5-a-side.
Fuck, get one of these facts right. Jesus Christ, who's doing your background checking?
They're fired after this.
Background check, he's not a cop.
Oh, well.
Also joining
us. Well, I'm not doing my background checking on terminology.
Also joining us is a writer, a comedian, a podcaster, and a Melbourne supporter. Please welcome from the Variety Hour podcast, it's Titus O'Reilly.
Yay!
How are you doing, Titus?
I'm good.
Why did your mum give you the name Titus? Well, a weird name.
Did like me.
Right, okay. Very early on decided, this fuckhead can't even talk. I'm going to give it a shit name.
As soon as she clapped eyes on me, it was decided.
Now, the Variety Hour has had a change this year.
You've recruited
some more people.
Yeah, a few other people have joined, and we're getting some more coming on as well. So,
Friend of the show, Danny McGinlay.
Danny McGinlay, Francis Leach has joined as well, and we've got a couple other people who will be joining soon. So, yeah.
Dave Warner.
David
Cameron, it's the attack dog. You go with Bancroft. Yeah, we need to take on other podcasts.
Steve Smith.
Yep.
Our next guest is a first timer to the podcast. She is an author, a poet, a broadcaster, and 1/6 of the podcast, The Outer Sanctum. Please welcome my old work colleague. It's Alicia Sumtime.
Yay!
We've done morning radio. You're going to know so much crap about me.
At least I don't have to answer them, though. That's fine. That's up to you.
Six people on the podcast. Is this the polyphonic spree of podcasting?
That's right. We just fight for space. It's like right. a Hunger Games.
One microphone.
How do you all get to, like, in your diaries, it must all be like, all right, this is when we can do it. Is it a set time every single week you guys meet?
Absolutely. Otherwise, we couldn't do it. And it's all set around footy.
Oh.
How many Hawthorn supporters in that podcast?
Yeah, it's like...
All six of us.
Yeah. Really?
Are you kidding?
No, yeah. It seriously is.
Oh, fuck that.
I've done it.
I was always a supporter of
I've
that.
I've done
but
it
no,
as a
I can't.
Guest and it's like going to hell.
but we don't talk about Alistair Clarkson. No, we don't talk about Hawthorn the whole time. And
like 90%.
Yeah, we don't adopt other teams that we sort of love. As well, so
oh, what? See, that's embarrassing.
How many Gold Coast Suns fans are there? How many adopted?
See, I'd love to do a North Melbourne podcast with six others, but we couldn't find North Melbourne.
That's, six of them. That's like the Footy Show having an old male panel, but going, oh, but we talk about women.
And finally, is a comedian and a writer whose work writing about sport has seen him work for a number of football shows and anger an entire nation. Please welcome from the Junk Time podcast, it's Adam Rosenbach.
Yay.
Please, entire continents, if you wouldn't mind.
That's right.
I went bigger than
is
that.
Is this Antarctica? Or
yeah, I took them on. Fuck. Yeah, those emperor penguins fucking had it coming.
Because you made news for that tweet. We talked about it last time, we won't talk about it now. But Alicia's podcast made news. Because you guys broke the Eddie Maguire saying horrible stuff about Caroline Wilson story.
Well, sort of, because it was on Triple M. Someone had reposted that Eddie Maguire had said stuff about drowning Caroline Wilson. And then we just spoke about it. And then it became, you know, mums from Box Hill start talking about this.
How were your mentions?
Was that the worst?
Blowing up?
Was that the worst bit about it, that they put you in Box Hill?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, fucking hell. There's no need to be nasty.
Yeah. It was just a surreal experience because no one else was talking about it and we started and...
It showed how few people listened to Triple M in the lead into the footy.
That's right.
The Wolfpack. Yeah.
The Wolfpack.
It was a Queen's birthday weekend. Everyone else was drinking.
Okay. Our first game today is called Social Me Media. We'll all read out status updates by the four of you and you have to buzz in and tell me who you think tweeted it. Your names are your buzzers. If you guess correctly, you get a point. If you're incorrect, the person who actually wrote the tweet, they get the point. Meaning if it's yours, don't buzz in for your own ones. Okay, poker face is ready. First one is this one. Imagine Kyrgios's talent with Hewitt's will to win and anyone else's personality.
Carl.
Yes, Carl.
Titus.
You are correct. Yes, a point there for Carl. Yes. These are all sport-based, Carl, so don't just vote all the sport ones.
Damn, I thought I had the inside running here.
Did you read not The Guardian? It was the monthly article about Kyrgios?
No.
You'll read that and you'll feel bad about not liking him.
Why? Why?
Because they just kind of pitch it as...
He must be an amazing writer.
No, but I thought we liked him now. I thought we'd, as a country, we'd come around.
No, we just sort of think we're holding off because he could win something.
Okay.
I've got a theory. My theory is that there should be a black ban. We give him 2 years off and we don't talk about him. He's not allowed to be in the paper anymore. And then we figure it out after 2 years.
Yeah, it has been pretty harsh. Dawn Fraser said he should go back to where he came from.
Which is Canberra.
Which is the worst thing anyone's ever said.
You don't say some things, you know. There's a line.
I'm always behind that phrase whenever it's applied to anything. Just so, you know, that's fine by me.
Okay, question two. Inner city Melbourne wants to ban buskers who do balloon art, spontaneous poetry and yo-yo tricks.
Adam.
There goes my Saturday nights. Yes, Adam.
Carl.
No, it was Alicia. Sometimes. A point there for Alicia.
Why be a hater?
I don't remember that.
She was hacked.
I was hacked. Yeah, you did it, Titus.
Have you ever made a balloon animal?
Yes.
Have you?
Yes. And it came out looking like an orange. So I tried to do
a
dog.
That's just a balloon. that's a balloon fruit.
The kids loved it.
It was a puff of fish. Okay. Next question. AFL mansplains how to play AFLW.
Carl.
Yes, Carl.
Titus again.
No, that was Adam Rosenbach's point there for Adam.
That was after the round one game, I think, Carlton Collingwood, and they came out and said that there needs to be more scoring.
Yeah.
And the AFL said that to the AFLW.
And did you see last week they came out and said an exciting game isn't just about scoring. This is in the actual AFL. So they're now
there's different rules for different folk.
That's pretty consistent, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't reckon they're as good. The AFLW? I watched the game. I was like,
oh, we'll have to have a fight.
Is that controversial?
It is.
I reckon the male teams could beat most of the female teams. Easy. Easy, oh, I reckon.
Can we just wrestle now?
Not Essendon.
I was starting to like you because you went for Liverpool, but you know, I'm going to punch you in the biscuit.
I was just thinking, you know, after all the controversy stories, I was thinking maybe I could get in the paper if I put out a controversial statement like that. So I don't believe it at all. Of course all the women can beat all the men at sport. Okay? I'll take it all back.
Plus the men have two extra players on the field as well. Oh, 18 right. versus 16.
You can't unfair. Argue with
longer,
that.
Yeah, it's way longer quarters.
Yeah.
And the men get so many injuries, so we're worried about them. Yeah.
Do the women not get many injuries?
Not as many percentage-wise.
Although you're blowing out knees more than the men, though, aren't you?
Yeah, there's different injuries that's happening, but statistically what you're
is
more likely
what is
to get
a very
injury.
Typical female injury?
It's been the ACL.
Yeah.
Because of the way the hips are constructed for birth, I was saying, it turns you out.
Oh,
it does.
Hang on.
It's an alarming amount.
And estrogen. I have studied. I've studied birthing hips. Yeah, absolutely. That's why I put the leg together.
But I'll have to fight you on that one, Carl.
I'm glad you went back to Carl.
Yeah. Jesus. He put a target on his own head then.
I didn't know what to say about birthing.
Okay, yeah. You just don't want to go near him after that conversation.
No, that's right.
Okay, this one was tweeted just after the big sandpaper cricket fiasco.
Ooh.
I can't believe how stupid their plan was. David Warner was the mastermind. Makes sense.
Carl.
I heard Alicia first.
Carl?
No, that was Titus O'Reilly there. Point there for Titus. Everyone's off the board. It's good.
Were you happy with how everything played out with the cricket?
Well, in terms of content for my show. But so, it was a bit, you know, we kind of lost our minds briefly, didn't we?
We've lost our minds. We're 2 months down the track. Are the penalties too harsh, or is it doesn't matter because cricket season won't come around until they're almost ready to play again?
I think too harsh for Smith and Bancroft, not hard enough for Warner.
Yeah, okay.
Have we settled on what the rule is? Is it Warner? Are we all over with Warner? Is he dead now?
Yeah. I think so.
That's done?
That's done. Yep.
So we're just waiting for Smith to come back in and Bancroft. Who cares?
Yeah, no one cares about Bancroft.
Yeah, right. It's hard to tell when his suspension probably stops, actually, because he probably won't get picked. Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay, question 5. There's a guy on this tram arguing the official attendance should include the players on the ground.
Adam?
Yes, Adam.
Alicia?
No, that was Carl. Carl wrote that one.
Oh, what was that?
There's a guy on this tram arguing the official attendance should include the players on the ground.
Oh,
yeah.
Is that really me?
Yeah.
That...
Well, it's Carl Chandler AFL.
I used to do an AFL account. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, did you? What? Why did you drop it?
Because I stopped watching footy.
Is that the Essendon thing?
Maybe. Yeah. No. I just used to. I think I made it so I could. You know what? I made it an AFL camp so that I could commentate the grand final without my normal followers going, we don't fucking care. Yeah. So yeah.
I'm looking forward to those comments after this podcast.
There are a few people out there.
Really?
There's some weirdos.
No.
Because Carl used to work at the AFL.
Oh, yeah.
What did you do?
I worked as a graphic I worked as a graphic designer. Yeah. So
He used to pash Simon Lethlean. So it was pretty erotic.
Before he was married, I hope.
Yeah.
Who's Simon Lethlean?
Oh, he got done for being with a lady.
Oh, yes. Is that illegal, being with a lady?
Well, not particularly, but at the AFL.
That's how much of a boys' club the AFL is.
You're right. Don't get me started. But Adam, I'm impressed you use the word pashed.
Oh, yeah, I'm old school.
I love it. Yeah. I really love it.
Well, what would you do?
I'd say pash.
Yeah.
No.
When I was younger, it was get on with someone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Did you ever say bulk ace?
Bulk ace, no. We had make out.
Right.
But bulk ace wasn't a passion thing, was it?
No. Just an 80s thing.
Yeah, it was really good.
What's bulk ace?
Just
like it's
awesome.
Really good sort of thing. Yeah, it's grouse.
Do people still say get on with someone?
I don't know.
They don't.
Yeah, because the blue light discos I go to, I don't get that far.
Nice.
I'm asked to leave before I get on.
You're still using the same fake ID you used 20 years ago.
Yeah, mate, you're 43.
Question number 6. Nothing shows respect for years of hard work at the highest level than sticking someone on a wooden chair in the back of a ute.
Alicia.
Yes, Alicia.
Adam.
No, that's Carl. Oh. So a point there for Carl again.
Grand final day.
It is.
How long ago did I write these tweets?
All these are grand final, Carl.
Right.
Because
you
only tweet in this one in the grand final.
Right.
Yeah.
That's given away if there's any more grand final tweets.
Right.
How fucked is Meatloaf? Carl.
Oh, the Wayne Harms just knocked the ball out of bounds.
Carl.
Get Teddy Hopkins off the bench.
University about to go back to back.
Question 7. Sydney Swans bus on the way to the MCG. If they truly represented South Melbourne, they'd get it caught under the Montague Street Bridge.
Alicia.
Yes, Alicia.
Titus.
No, that is Adam. That is a point there for Adam Rosenberg.
Good local knowledge.
That is a very Melbourne tweet as well. That is...
Totally. Totes. You've got to be involved with that one.
I want to know if listeners to this show outside of Melbourne know what the Montague Street Bridge is.
Fuck, you'd have to say no, wouldn't you? You just, unless you read it on news.com.
I've been run into so many times. Yeah. That it must be.
I would say there's enough of your listeners that don't know any of the content of any of these sports references. They probably know architecture a bit more than sport.
They could get more runs than Montague Bridge or Warner.
Yeah, I reckon they would have turned off by Warner. Anyway. Question 8. I know things are bad, but let's keep some perspective. It's not get Michael Clarke back bad, although I can see the appeal of getting him out of the commentary box.
Adam Titus.
Yes, you are correct. Yes, point there for Rosie.
You've got a real bee in your bonnet about Michael Clarke in the box, don't you?
Because he's horrendous.
But he's cool.
How's he cool?
He's got an earring.
Yeah,
he's
and blonde tipped hair.
And a Nike tattoo.
Yeah.
Who's best and who's worse? Give us a quick scale of who's good and who's bad.
What, in cricket commentary?
Yeah.
Ricky Ponting's really good at analysis.
Right. Ponting's the best. Gilchrist and Ponting, I think, are the two best.
What about for just the Channel 9?
Yeah, well,
they don't have any best. They literally have...
Well, you hate them all.
Bill Lowry retired today.
But he's done one test. That's it for the last few years. So of the current ones, well, there's Clark.
No.
There's...
Tubby Taylor.
Taylor.
Heels is Healy. A dickhead.
Healy's terrible.
Warney.
Warney's good analysis-wise, but then you get... Because if he's commentating a test match, there's too many big gaps for him to fill.
Yeah.
And he fills it with dumb anecdotes.
Yeah. Or
that's the big thing.
What's the best pizza? Remember when you ran a poll? What's the best pizza?
And he spoke about sprinkles.
Well, how do people complain about that?
Because we like to know. It's just...
There's nothing going on the test. I'm happy to hear what Warney thinks about pizzas. Finally, he's talking about his expertise. Fuck.
Because I follow NBA and the commentators on that, sometimes it's like Shaquille O'Neal and Charles Barkley and Kenny Smith, and they all play. And it all goes back to those guys winning championships apart from Charles Barkley, and they always... You didn't win one, so you can't comment on what it takes to be a champion.
That's brutal.
No good. Anyway, question 9. Jeff Hugel starting to regret putting $300 on the nose at Randwick Races.
Carl.
Yes, Carl.
Rosie.
You are correct. Yes, a point there for Carl. Yes. I went deep in that one.
It's when Jeff Hugel.
Anytime there's one there could be possibly a lawsuit in there, I think it's got to be Rosie.
His wife just got accused of shoplifting today.
$2,500 pants from Byron Bay.
Leather pants. So
really?
Pants in Byron Bay.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's very not what I expected to get out of Byron
but
Bay shops.
How bad is it? How embarrassed would you be to buy leather pants? Even worse, to get caught stealing them. Jesus.
I imagine it's not very comfortable in Byron Bay either. That's a humid,
sweaty
place. Yeah. Yeah.
You wouldn't wear them there. Where would you wear them?
Oh, that's get around Hobart in those.
Or your blue light disco.
Yeah, exactly. G'day, kids. I'm cool. I'm bulk ace.
Yeah. Who wants to get on with old leather pants?
Oh, that's an image.
And question 10, our final one for the round. Well done, Cyril Rioli, for being the most highly regarded player to ever average 11 possessions a game.
Adam Titus.
Yes, no, that was Carl Chandler there.
Really? Grand final
tweet. I thought it would
tweet.
Be me.
No, wow. You'd be pumping Cyril up, wouldn't you?
Yeah, maybe.
You'd never. Have you ever said a bad word about Cyril?
No, never, ever.
Is he your favourite Hawthorn player?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Isn't it everyone?
Is there anyone you don't like? Do you like Schoenmakers?
Oh, he's handsome.
Do you like Randall Bone?
What's your take on James Sicily, honestly? Because I fucking hate that guy.
Why do you hate
he's
him?
He's a bit hot under the collar.
Yeah, he's a pest. Aww. He's a really good player.
He's a good player, very good player.
But who's your top five? Because Josh was asking me who I don't like in sport, and I couldn't really get too angry about anyone. But you've obviously got a list.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah, Cristiano Ronaldo.
Sorry, and I'm guessing David Warner.
I don't hate him, I just think he's a dickhead. Yeah.
Anyone else want to join in? Let's try and get that top five most
hated. Who's on your shit list, sport-wise?
Well, in the past, it was Gary Ablett Sr. because he reminded me of the mean man at the milk bar. And I just... I couldn't get past
Not the
it.
Fact not, he gave drugs to a woman that died.
And not the fact he kicked 9 goals against you in the grand final or whatever it was.
Too.
But, but the bloke like that ripped off of the Milkos didn't give you enough pineapples at in the
exactly.
mixed lollies.
He'd hold back.
Who else do I hate in world sport? I'm trying to think of American football. There's a lot of people.
Michael Vick.
Yeah.
No, so I never hated Vick. I mean,
he ran a dog fighting ring.
Yeah, but at least he was bringing like the community together.
Yeah.
In his basement with dogs, but still.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that, you know, he's good at two sports.
Yeah.
It's something to admire. It's like, he was better at, you know, he was good at, what, baseball, and then he was not bad at the Dogs. So that's better than better than Jordan, who was good at basketball and shit at baseball, you know.
But I reckon it's interesting with the NFL, the American Football League.
Yeah.
Because you don't actually see their faces. So then you can't really hate them because it's an impersonal
kind
of thing.
You hate their backs.
Yeah, or you hate the team.
Hate
you
their
don't
number.
Hate the actual player.
Well, if you've seen the documentary Broke, the 30 for 30 doco, the reason that they all went into nightclubs and stuff and splashed the money around is because you can't recognise them on the field. And so when they went into the nightclub, they wanted everyone to know who they were.
That's me.
Yeah, exactly.
Make it rain.
Yep.
With $2 coins.
Yeah, but
with podcast money.
Yeah. But also, they're making it rain. They're like up in the balcony. You still can't fucking see them.
Yeah, you just grab it. You're grabbing cash.
And you're in a nightclub. It's dark.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just free money.
Yeah.
Okay, at the end of the round, the scores are Alicia sometimes on 1 point. Yay. Tyrus O'Reilly on 1 point. Mm. Adam Rosenbach's on 3 points. But in the lead on 5 points, it's Carl Chandler.
Yeah. Wow. Woo. How do I get 5 points?
Mr. Twitter.
Everyone was just guessing your ones incorrectly.
Oh, okay. Good.
All right, our next round is called Year Book. Now, in this round, we go back to our school years and talk about an event that has stayed with us. And today, we're going to meet a young Adam Rosenbach.
Oh.
Good times.
Now, Adam played football throughout high school, but what happened to warrant his school being kicked out of the league for a whole year? Was it A, it was discovered that the school was bumping up their team in the finals with older kids? So 16-year-olds were playing in the under-14s, and kids who had graduated last year were playing in the seniors team. It was exposed via the Herald Sun, and the league felt they had to do something to save face. Was it B, a group of parents confronted an umpire after the game and one of the dads smashed his car window in? Or C, his entire team, plus all the parents and coaches and supporters, got into an all-in brawl with the other team? Now you can ask him as many questions as you want. Bear in mind, he wants you to get it wrong, so he gets your point. The floor is open for questions. Ask away.
Please. Imagine a young mulleted Rosie.
What school did you go to?
Strathmore Secondary College.
Were you fat when you were playing?
No. No, I was really lean as a teenager.
Because I've seen a pic of you in starting in comedy, and you're a little bit chubby.
Oh.
Yeah, my PF was 95 kilos, my personal fattest.
Yeah. No, just... I'm bringing it up because you're very lean now and you're very active, but this pic of you starting in comedy, I'm like, wow, someone ate Rosie.
No, it was probably up until I learnt to drink that I'd kept it off.
Right.
And then went boom during my 20s.
Sure you weren't looking at a picture of him after he ate a peanut? Is that what it
was? He's allergic to peanuts.
Oh, yeah. Right. Is that more likely, Carl, to make him have a melee or not, being overweight?
Being
I'm just
chunky.
Trying to get the psychology
I'm
of
just
this.
Trying to paint the picture in my head.
Well, it'll be easy to goad me.
Yeah.
Hey, fat boy, there's a donut off the field. And then they lie to me.
Right, yeah.
And I go apeshit.
Stacks on.
Yeah.
No one getting with anyone there. You getting with a donut.
what position did you play?
In the school side, I played like centre half back.
Was that annoying? Did you want to be up front and kick goals?
Everyone likes to be fancy, but I was all about the team because I wasn't that good. So you know what? I actually enjoyed being down back because it meant the pressure wasn't on to kick goals.
Did reporters come to your school?
To the school, they came to our games because we were at the top level.
Right.
Yeah, so we played like all the big schools, like
at
Assumption College and St Bernard's and stuff, like the Herald Sun Shield it used to be called.
Right.
Who's the most famous footballer? Because, you know, like there was, surely there'd be like AFL, old AFL players that were coaches in that league. Did you have any?
Yeah, there was a teacher at our school who played for North Melbourne in the 70s, this guy called Ross Henshaw, who was a premiership player for North Melbourne, and he was the single biggest cunt I've ever met in my life.
Wow. He should have been on the list from before.
What did he do?
He didn't like me. Well, once he threw a volleyball at my head.
Oh.
Maybe I had thrown the first shot across
volleyball
the bow.
At the head.
And he chased me around the hall and pinged it at me.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he was your age?
No. He was an adult. He played in the 78 grand final. Oh, yeah. He was a PE teacher.
Course.
Yeah,
right.
He came after me.
So
he didn't like me.
Gee, that was a good old day.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, did he show any remorse after he hit you with the volleyball?
No, not at all. He was rapt that he got one up.
Because I got smacked by my woodwork teacher, and as soon as it happened, the look on his face was like, shit, I could lose my job. And I was like, shit, I'm in big trouble here. So we both kind of just skulked away, not mentioning it ever again.
Yeah, we won't tell anyone
and
else.
And who did he play for?
Actually... He was Russell Robertson's dad.
Oh. Really? Oh,
yeah.
Named
yeah.
Named
why didn't
changed.
He hit you with a guitar?
Yeah. Could have saved us a lot.
Yeah.
It was a Mark, very exciting slap.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mark Williams was my PE teacher.
Choco?
Yeah,
really?
Choco.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And he was really nice. Like, he was actually quite lovely. And as a Hawthorn supporter, I was very kind to him that year.
You sure it wasn't the one that sang Bound for Glory?
Positive. Right. And he got 3 points at the Brownlow. And I said, you did well. And he went, yeah, right. But he once came up to me and said, you might be, you want to do a bit more sport. There's a little bit of a tire going on.
Oh, what? A bit of a tire?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But if you look at photos of me back then, I wouldn't say that. But anyway, he was lovely.
Did he
grab your school tie?
Did he grab your school tie and try and choke you?
No.
You blamed Alan Scott. You're like, who the fuck's Alan Scott? I've never heard of the guy.
So when he was playing of VFL,
yeah, he was playing.
Yeah, yeah, he was a teacher back then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fuck, that's great.
Yeah.
So he would have been at Collingwood back then?
He was at Collingwood.
And then he went to the Bears.
So we don't get that anymore with professional athletes also had actual jobs.
Yeah.
I remember as a kid, like David Boone worked in the Commonwealth Bank in Launceston. We'd go up to Launceston and just go in the bank and look at Boonie and then walk out.
Oh, so you signed up for a Dolomite account just to look at Boonie.
No, we didn't even, like, Dad would take us to Launceston. We'd be there for something else and go, let's go in the bank and see if Boonie's there. Oh, there's Boonie. And then we'd go.
Right.
Yeah.
Great and tourist attraction.
He must have hated it.
Was he drinking?
He was doing 52 in his lunch break.
But Adam, we've got to focus on Adam.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What are the options again?
The options are, the first one was were bumping up the team with older players. The second one was a group of parents confronted an umpire after a game and smashed his window in. And C, the entire team plus the parents and the coaches and supporters got into an all-in brawl.
Oh, so with the brawl, were you involved in the brawl?
Yeah.
Who'd you hit?
Oh, you just went crazy. It was one of those all-ins where you just...
Right.
Like, I went for the smallest.
Right.
And wait till their back was turned and then pop.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
Story that's the best out. Way to do it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. If you're in a brawl.
That's how you tweet.
Yeah. If you're in a melee, you don't go for the biggest bloke.
Yeah.
You learn quickly.
Fuck, I've never been in one. It's good to know the rules.
There's a lot of hold me back.
Yeah. Running back. The first time I ever got snapped, when I was playing for Strathmore, we played a practice match against Sunshine. So this was out of our league. We were in the Essendon district and it was kind of, you know, pretty clean. We went out and played a game against Sunshine and I...
Yes, I would guess Sunshine. You're not going to Sunshine thinking easy game. You're going to get bashed.
Well, yeah, but I didn't realise how badly. And I went through a pack just to get the ball and kind of bumped a few blokes and then bumped a couple of guys as I was running back to the goal square and just got, like, clocked from behind, like, hit so hard in the face. And I'd never been punched in the face before. And I just kind of stood there, like, waiting for something to happen. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Someone from the crowd, someone at the umpire, anyone. And nothing happened.
Wow.
And this guy just goes... You want to fuck another one? I was like, huh? And just kept running. It was like, what do I do?
Yeah, what were you supposed to do?
I have no idea.
Were you like, supposed go to go back to the ground?
Yeah, you wanted to go back.
I didn't go down because I just got such a fright.
Yeah.
And just stood there and was like, what happens now?
Yeah, I was, you know what? First time I got proper punched in the face, I was the same. I was in King Street and a mate of mine.
There you go, that's the end of that story.
Yeah, a mate of mine in front of me made fun of whoever this was. And everyone... that was in the district, like, we're all kids from the country.
Yeah.
And everyone around us looked like Stan the Man Longanides, famous kickboxer. And he just walked past and goes, you guys are all fuckheads, and walked away. And they all just turned around. It was like me and a mate. And I just turned to my mate to go, what the fuck do we do? And as I turned to my mate, I very quickly realized my mate was not there anymore. And so this guy, Stan Jr., just leveled me between the eyes, just bang. And I just stood there and went, am I supposed to fall down now? And the guy was like looking at me like the same, like, what happens now? And I'm like, oh, I'm just going to cross the street.
And Titus, where were you when you first got punched in the face?
I was on the oval we were playing kick to kick, and me and this one guy got in a bit of a kind of argument, and then we started both...
Over kick to kick.
Wow.
And we started punching each other, and... for some reason, we just kept doing it and not defending ourselves. We both ended up...
Oh, so you're landing haymakers.
We were landing haymakers.
So
and it was about five each, and we were both so bloody and bruised.
How old were you?
It was like year seven.
Yeah.
And it was like, I don't know why afterwards we were kind of like back to normal. It was just a weird teenage moment. But we had white shirts at school, so it was just... the blood was just... It looked
And did you use your blazer to wipe it up?
That's right.
Your boater hat? Did you catch the blood in your boater hat?
We said, we had to get the show better come pick up, drop me off a new shirt.
Because I remember the first time I got punched.
Was it like...
You're going to have to ask me too.
Oh, yeah, we're asking.
Was it like the Rocky movies? Because I love watching them back, the old Rocky movies, where there's absolutely no defense. Yeah, it's like,
it's flat out attack.
Yeah, like Rocky in Russia. There's no hands being pulled up.
No.
It's just Stallone versus Dolph Lundgren.
Jumping and punching. It's like,
there was no defense. But the thing I remember more than the actual... There was no pain when it was happening, but about an hour later...
My
face had just... Both him and I sitting there in front of the principal's office with just blood and, you know... And I remember just going, this is not going to go down well.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Because I got punched.
It ended my modeling career.
I got punched by a guy called Yapper Young. His real name was Adam, but everyone called him Yapper.
Bloody Yapper.
And he punched me three times, and then I heard, like, from the outer circle going, you know that's Jason Earl's younger brother? And he stopped and kind of ran off. And my brother was in year 10 at the time. I was year 7. And at lunchtime, my brother and his friends beat the shit out of him.
Oh, wow.
And that was
it.
No one ever punched me in high school again.
Nice. Aww.
Yeah, thanks, Jace.
Protection.
Mm. Alicia, that's a warning to the rest of you.
Alicia, when was the first time you got punched?
I had a double 18th at the Scout Hall. Oh,
yes.
And that's all over it. That's called a 36th birthday, by the way. You can't call it that.
Right.
Which Scout Hall? Where are we?
In Mulgrave.
Oh, God.
Did you go there with your fake ID, Adam?
Yeah.
It was a Scout Hall, and a gang came and,
a gang?
Yeah, they came and uninvited.
Gate-crashed.
That's the word.
Gate-crashed.
They gate-crashed, and I went up to one guy, and because he was picking on my friend, because all my friends had fake mohawks with burger rings put on them.
Yeah, of course.
I can see why you got bashed, but go on.
Yeah, it's got to be Jesus.
No, it was burger rings. And it's like, you know, he's swearing, and I just went up to him and went, leave him alone. And they just started laying into me.
Jesus.
No, seriously.
This is really escalating. Yeah.
No, I just...
It's good ad for burger rings, too.
With adrenaline, I just...
Oh, you went
pushed
back.
Him back and held him and said, get the fuck out of here. And they all left.
Oh,
and then we just played 3 feet high and rising and it was off again.
So you moved on pretty quickly.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
So what do you reckon, A, B or C, guys?
Just before we go on,
I feel we went off topic.
There's one fight, you were talking about school fighting, and this this scar reminds me of it. I got bitten in year 7. I got into a fight and this guy went to latch on to my arm and I managed to pull it away. But see that scar there?
Oh, yeah.
So that's
Yeah. Wow, that's some Harry Potter stuff.
It's good podcast.
It's just like latched on, and I what's about the size of
small scar.
Yes, two teeth.
Like, you can't actually see it.
Like two rats that have latched onto me.
Yeah, we're all just pretending we can see it to Rosie.
Yeah,
by the way,
totally
so. Man, I'm scarred by it. Right.
Well, he tried to bite you.
He fucking bit me. There's a scar there.
I say,
what do you reckon?
A.
You reckon A? You reckon one. Their team was bumping up the stocks. What do you reckon, Carl?
What'd you go with, A?
Yeah,
I'll go with B.
B. You think?
I don't remember what it was, but I'll just do something.
The parents
different.
Smashed in the umpire's car.
Yes.
Titus.
Oh, C then.
C. The correct answer was C. Yes, it was an all-in brawl with the parents, the supporters, and the coaches. So that's 2 points there for us.
So the parents got involved.
Oh, mate, it was on. So was that
your parents?
My folks weren't there. Oh. Mum's been banned for years.
Chicken.
We were playing off the first brawl.
It was a high school. We were playing Kingsbury Tech, and it started on the field, and I wasn't playing and just ran straight on, and then we're just in, and then the parents came over. One of our guys, this is in year 10, was like, he looked like he was 19, and he had people hanging off his arm, and he's just clocking parents and stuff.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, it was full on, and we got banned for a year. And then when we came back, so we missed all of year 11, we came back in year 12, and we had the best reputation. Like, no one wanted to go near us.
Yeah,
like, we just breezed down the field because no one wanted to come anywhere near us. It was great.
So what happened to the parents? Was anyone charged or anything?
No, not from memory. No, it just kind of dissipated. But our school wanted to make an example of us. class. They're too banned
up. Did all the opposition parents now have a very bad reputation? Yeah. Anyone can punch them whenever they want, even kids?
Yeah.
Violence is bad, everyone.
But funny. Okay, at the end of the round, the scores are Alicia on 1 point, Titus on 2 points, Carl on 5 points, and also on 5 points, it's Adam Rosenbach.
Yeah. Came back.
All right, this round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. In this round, each of you are given a fact about someone else on the panel. Everything that's true, you say yeah. Everything that's a lie, you say nah. First one, you get a point if you get it right. A point goes to the person who the fact may or may not be about if you're incorrect. So to Adam. When Carl was a little boy, wanting to be a big boy, he made the big trip up from Maryborough to the MCG to see Essendon play Collingwood. He made a homemade sign in honour of his favourite player, Terry Danaher, that said, number 5 is alive.
Aww.
But when he got to the game, he was too embarrassed to get it out, and it just left it up. He just left it rolled up in his bag. Yeah or nah?
Nah.
You can ask him questions.
Oh.
Please do.
Did you mark it out, like, your sign graphically?
What does that mean?
So, you know, you're a graphic designer, you're qualified. Was that your first foray into being...
Yeah, I wasn't qualified back then. I wasn't working for the AFL when I was 9 years old.
You didn't go to TAFE at that stage? Well, you know, it's Maryborough.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they start early. We start drinking at 6, so why not? I marked it out. I mean, it was just... Yeah, I guess I've always thought visually, so yes. I think it was just... Paper and scissors.
And can you remember who the Dons were playing?
Collingwood. Because we would only go to... We only used to go maybe once every couple of years from Maryborough. Like, I remember back then thinking going to Melbourne was, like, the biggest deal in the world because it's, like, two and a half hours away.
Yep.
So we only ever went to, like, a handful of games. And they were always at the MCG because that's the ground where Dad knew where it was. Like, he knew how to get into the car park at the MCG. Well, so we never went to Windy Hill.
Yeah,
never went
that's
anywhere
what I was
else.
Asking. Collingwood, yeah. That sounds reasonable. Yeah. And do you remember what number TD wore?
Yes, always remember that. Number 5. Right. As in, number 5 is alive. That makes the banner make a lot more sense.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Was that a Short Circuit reference?
It was.
Yeah.
It was a short circuit. It was a... what was the guy from Short Circuit?
Johnny 5.
Yeah, no, but I was trying to think of the actor, the little actor guy.
Don't know. I'll have to watch Master of None season 2.
Mm. I'm going to go nah.
You are incorrect. It
you
is
did do
true.
It.
So
it's absolutely true.
It's better than the sign I saw when I was a 9-year-old. Someone had written, tuck you, fuck.
Great.
Isn't that awful?
So I made that crepe paper banner for him thinking, because I'd always watch the footy, you know, on the Sunday morning and go, oh, wouldn't it be cool to have one of those banners? And then I got there and went, this is pathetic. I'm 9 years old, but even I know this is embarrassing. And then I tried to get Sheeds' autograph because he was right near us. We sat near the race. And the whole game, he'd go, mate, I'll give you your autograph later. And we were like, 5-6 goals up in the first quarter, and it just eroded over the game. And he's still going, oh, I'll give it to you. And then in the end, we lost on the last kick of the day, and Sheeds goes, no fucking way, mate. And then I got Lee Matthews autograph instead.
Yes.
So you talk about signs at the games. I was watching the cricket. It was a test match, and it was a washout. So they were showing a 1980s one-dayer, and it was in Adelaide. And Australia was playing the West Indies, and someone was holding up a sign that said, we've got the gold logie, you've got the black logie.
Oh.
For Gus Logie. It was like, oh, you're showing a little bit of nostalgia
and that,
there.
That was a young David Warner. Wow.
So when Kevin Sheedy, didn't really say fuck off, or did he just walk off?
No, he's like, no. He had the shits up, obviously. Yeah. They just got beat.
Because I had a Carlton player when I was like 10 or 11 tell me to get fucked.
Right.
They came to Burnie to play. It was a practice match, and it was St Kilda and Carlton. So Tony Lockett was playing as well. And it was a massive game. And Fraser Brown... Carlton.
Mad Dog.
Told me to fuck off because I was at the... Well, listen.
Well, let's hear.
Sorry, the junkyard.
I was...
That's too silly. I heard it was well justified.
I was at the door of their change rooms and they were all walking past.
Oh, there you go. Checking out nudity.
Well, I was with a bunch of friends and I was like, Where's Joe Bailey? Because of Steve.
Yeah, yeah, nice. And so, valid question.
Why did you do that?
Yeah.
Just because I wanted to see Joe Bailey. And then...
you wanted to see the gift shop. Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah.
And so then Fraser Brown...
And he thought you'd travel to Burnie with the 20 bucks.
So what? And then he said what? He said...
He looked at me and said, fuck off, all right? Just get fucked.
Did you
just
tell him who your brother is?
No, but it's a weird thing because down there was no... Like, you could just go into the change rooms. And I remember putting on Nicky Widmar's boots when he was out in the field.
What?
Yeah.
Hang on.
They had all their, like, numbers on the lockers.
Yeah.
And we would just walk in where the stuff was.
You know,
was.
You, when you say you could, it's like it wasn't encouraged. You
no,
did the wrong thing.
Because my dad was part of the football club.
Right.
So we knew how to get in there and all that kind of stuff. So right. we weren't meant to be in there. But like lots of people.
Well, you,
like,
can, you know what? When you trespass, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, that's kind of the whole thing of breaking and entering. Like, yeah. Do you know like, if you break into someone's house,
yeah.
you can just go through their fridge
did
or
Did you know
like,
we can take
bed.
These microphones home if you yeah. want?
But there was but like you know, 30 or 40 people doing it. It wasn't just like a few of us. It was like adults as well.
His dad used to have auctions like Nicky Winmar's boots, Tony Lockett's jumper.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, with Sheeds as well, because that's the thing. So that was my one experience with Sheeds. And the next experience I had with him was, now, being Essendon supporter all my life, my dad was an Essendon supporter as well, we would argue, because we barracked for the same team, we would just argue about Essendon rather than argue against each other's team. So my mum would say, oh, it's Friday night again, because we would just argue nonstop every Friday night. And he was a non-Sheedy fan, and I was a Sheedy fan. So when I finally met him when I was working the AFL, he was putting out a book. I got the book and I said, can you please sign it to my dad? And just walked up to him and said this, can you please sign this to my dad? And he starts signing it and I go, because we always used to argue about you when we watch a footy, and I'd always say, Sheeds is the best, and dad would always say, he's fucking shit out. And he just looked at me and goes, all right. And then signs it to Robert, listen to your son.
All right, so to Carl. Now, Titus was once talking at a pre-game function for the Melbourne Storm where he got chatting to a man. When Titus asked him if this guy had ever been to a Storm game before, the man said no, to which Titus then mansplained rugby to this guy, saying how entertaining it was. He then asked the man what he did, and the man replied, I'm the chairman of the Brisbane Broncos.
Wow.
Yeah or nah?
The chairman of the Broncos. When was this again?
This is... actually, about 5 years ago, so it was right in the salary cap cheating time.
Right. Oh, nice. So you obviously don't know much about rugby then?
Rugby league.
Yeah.
A bit.
Right. Not enough, obviously, from the back of that story, but yeah. So you do know a bit.
No. I used to go all the time to the Storm games.
Right. Okay.
All the managers wear helmets.
Yeah. I suppose you can know a lot about something without knowing who the managers are. I guess that's right. So 5 years ago, Brisbane.
This was the chairman, though, not the coach.
The chairman, right. yeah, exactly. Yeah, admin rather than actual sport. Yeah, it's fair. Brisbane Broncos, and this is at a Storm game?
Melbourne Storm.
So are you a Storm member?
At the old
Olympic, Park.
Olympic Park. Olympic Park.
Yeah, right. Okay.
A pre-Amy Park.
Yeah.
Are you a Storm member?
No, but I used to. There was a period for about 3 years because of work that I just would get tickets to the president's function every week.
Okay, I'll say.
And no one else wanted to go.
I'll say yeah.
You are correct. Yes, that is a point there for Carl. Yeah,
sounds like you.
So what did you do?
Well, because we're at this function, and you know when you get caught in a group of people and you don't really know many of them, and I was waiting for a friend who was coming later. And it was me, Julia Gillard, her partner.
Oh, shush.
The
old gang getting back together.
Yeah, no, and I knew none of them.
Why didn't you get a haircut?
Yeah, that's right. And then there was a couple other people from the Storm. So they're all talking. No one's talking to me because I'm like literally a nobody. And then there's this other guy. No one's talking to him. So I just start being nice. And I said, have you been to a Storm game? He goes, no, I've never been to a Storm game. So right. I just go, oh, right. I said, oh, well, you'll enjoy it. It's good fun. They put on a good show here and, you know, it's a great game. Trying to just be nice,
yeah,
you know?
Just check out this bit. They throw it backwards even though they're going forwards. Yeah. It's
so
pretty fucking
totally
dumb.
Totally, it's like giving him the, like, rev of, like, the Melbourne do a great job and you'll enjoy going to a league game and, you know, thinking he's like a Melbourne AFL guy or something. And then I say, What do you do for a job? And he goes, oh, I'm the chairman of the Brisbane Broncos.
Did he not have a...
Who were they were playing? No, he just in a business suit.
Didn't have a Broncos tie?
No, they had nothing.
That's fucked.
Didn't have a sash on?
No, it's very different at the league because it's always... They don't have the sit-down...
Dinner.
You know AFL, if you go to a corporate president's lunch or something, it's all seated. And league and union don't do that. It's all standing and they just...
It's quicker exit.
Yeah.
Did you choke on your hors d'oeuvres?
I just laugh when he, because he kind of laughed too, because it was so ridiculous. Like, well, how do you come back from that? You just go, oh, yeah, that's going to be.
Did he ever?
That's going to be a useful story in a few years on a podcast.
Yeah.
Did he attempt to stop you at all? Did he kind of go, oh, you
No, that was the thing, the way he was talking. Like, when I said, have you been to a storm game? He's like, oh, no. He didn't go, no,
what's a storm?
He was like, really enthused. So then I said, oh, you know, well, rugby league's great. And he goes, oh, right. Like,
and then you said,
at no point, you go, yeah.
And you said, the teams have a salary cap. And went, no, they don't. No, they don't.
Okay, so to Titus, Alicia changed football teams when she was a child because her next door neighbour told her to.
False.
You're going to say false straight away?
Straight away.
We're recording.
Who did
right
you
now
barry for before Hawthorn?
Collingwood.
Why?
Because my nana barracked for Collingwood and my dad barracked for St Kilda and he was miserable all the time.
So who is your favourite player for Collingwood?
Renee Kink.
False.
You're going to say no?
Yeah.
It was, yeah, it was true. So oh, point
no.
You've gone down in my estimation.
I was 5 years old
it doesn't
when
matter.
I changed.
It doesn't matter. You
and
have to go back.
I fell in love with the crossing lady's son, and they barracked for Hawthorn, and they looked happy. They were literally
a happy
happy
because they're Hawthorn.
So, yeah, I...
you have to go back.
So you got on a bandwagon in the 80s.
Yeah.
I changed at a young age, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah.
Because from who?
From St Kilda. So very happy with how it ended up for me. Yeah, no, but I did change because of my old band, barracking for them. But I changed, I think, watching the 83 grand final, which is a weird time to change as you're getting pants by 80 points or whatever it was. So I went from one absolute loser club, St Kilda, to... sort of the same thing at that time.
84, 85, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I loved it.
Your whole family's Carlton, Rose?
No, my older brother's Carlton. That's how I got into it. But yeah, I've never switched. I'm not one of those people.
and your whole family's Melbourne?
No, they didn't bake for anyone.
Oh.
So I just...
Is your raise on the streets?
I just wanted to be miserable.
Fucking well done.
And it's really what? Paid.
So you
it's really
for,
paid off.
You bake for Melbourne?
I bake for Melbourne, yeah.
You were just raised on the ski fields. And decided to...
Roaming I was just found on the ski fields. I sprung fully formed. And it's been good.
Did you go to 88?
Yeah, I went... I've been to...
What, Expo 88? No.
Expo 88, yeah. It's terrific. Yeah, I went to that and I went to 2000.
I went to 88, saw my first naked lady. There was a streaker there. It happened right in front of us.
Ooh,
that's my memory of that game.
Nice.
Fuck the fact that you got
flogged. I have no memory of that game whatsoever.
Yeah, you got pumped.
And then 2000 was worse.
Yeah, you got pumped.
See, it's not me saying
good.
It. It's not me saying
that
it.
That was good because it broke the record of Essendon getting flogged in 83.
Yeah, so. That's right. Yeah. So we and then we haven't been in the finals since 2006.
Is that the game that Brock McLean tore apart St Kilda in the elimination final? Or was that 05?
I think that was the year before, yeah. But so we haven't been, so it's 12 years out of the finals.
It's your turn. It's your turn.
Yeah, well, in that time, NASA flew a spaceship to Pluto. Seriously. And they got there. And, you know, Pluto's pretty far.
Yeah.
Yes, it
so
is.
That's how hard it is
yeah,
to get
but,
Melbourne
but
back
Melbourne
in the finals.
Are pretty fucked.
Yeah, that's right. That shows you the depth of the problem.
So Pluto, the probe, barracked for Melbourne, and it was just trying to
get
away.
Trying to get away. Like, I wanted to escape with it. Shit.
In that time, Pluto was declared not a planet, and Melbourne was declared not a club.
That's right.
Okay, so to Alicia. Now, as a kid, Adam's dad would umpire his Auskick games and constantly get into arguments with the other parents because he would take speckies on the other kids' backs and then boot the ball up the other end if he felt the losing team needed a hand. So his dad would take speckies on the backs of these 8 and 9 year olds.
Oh, that wouldn't hold today.
Yeah or no? You're asking some questions.
Yeah, I know. did he embarrass you or were you proud of him?
No, I was embarrassed because it's like we're putting on a show, we're winning, we don't need you taking marks over my teammates, thanks.
And so was he one of the coaches or one of the helpers?
He was umpiring.
He was he was an umpire that took.
He was an umpire, he was just helping out. We were like under eights or whatever it was back then.
Did other kids sort of feel bad about this? Did they cry or did they kind of like that your dad was involved?
Well, the other team were happy because they were getting it pumped forward for them. It was just like a long kick. He didn't bag seven and take home the McHappy meal voucher that you get for being BOG. But he would just like take a mark over one of our players and then kick it long just so the other team could start to, you know, get it back in their forward line.
Well, as a mum of an Oz kicker, when you play the mums and the little kids and I took way too many goals and marks.
Did you dominate?
I dominated and then I had to pull back.
Did you ACL?
Yeah, that's right. I'd say, yeah.
It was nah. So a point there for Rosie. But
what sort of dickhead dad would do that?
That would be my dad did that. Oh, so that nice. Was a true story about what John L. used to do. Yeah, he used to get in massive fights with the other parents because he would just sometimes smother a kid going for a goal and... spoil what? Kids taking a mark because we were winning by so much. It was always my team, never the team we were playing against.
Right.
We would always do it to the team I was on.
Oh, because you were winning.
We were winning, and he was just like, this is boring, it's not fair, give it to the other kids, boot it down there. And he would quite often do it to me. I was about to take a mark, spoil it.
This is just a long way of going to a humble brag of yours.
Has this given you problems in relationships or anything like that?
His dad didn't come and punch the dick out of someone.
So whenever you were about to succeed, your dad would take it away from you, is what you're saying.
No,
that wouldn't affect you.
Was your dad Adam Hills?
My dad is the ABC. No, we played, like, I was lucky. I played in so many grand finals.
All right.
There we go. Yeah.
But so that's, I think dad was teaching me, right, it's Michael not Tuck. Always going to be this easy. Yeah.
But so, it was. You were always, and since then, look at you.
Okay, at the end of the round, the scores are Alicia on 2 points, Titus on 2 points. Rosie on 6 points, but in the lead on 7 points. It's Carl Chandler. Yes. All right. Our final round is called Who. In this round, I'll read out a bunch of questions about you guys. If you think you know who it is, buzz in. Your name's your buzzer. You get a point if you get it right. You get a point off if you get it wrong. Only round you can lose points. Here we go. Our first question is, who, once along with a friend, filled in a big tournament for a team who was short a player and played so badly the coach didn't even thank them?
Adam.
Yes, Adam.
Carl?
You are correct. Yes, it was Carl. Yes.
Feels bad that you thought that was me. immediately.
Correctly.
I played soccer for like a, what do you call it? Inter
a team?
Not interstate, inter-country or whatever it is. So I'd only been playing soccer for a few years and I filled in for like one of the regional best of teams
because like the district size squad.
Yeah. Because they had the tournament in Maryborough, so they went, we'll have a couple of local players, and I've started the game and then got subbed off. The sub came on, then at the end of the match they all clapped the sub and not me, who'd played like 10 minutes. And the sub was who went on to be one of the Avalanches. So yep,
there you go.
So he got the clap and he also got a career. So bit of a double bite.
Question two, who has had club presidents send them terrible ideas for content?
Alicia.
Yes, Alicia.
Titus.
You are correct, yes. That is a point there for Alicia.
Eddie Maguire?
Not Eddie. Oh, I used to have to chat to Eddie at Triple M regularly, like, and he'd just give me his views on what I was doing wrong.
What was number one?
Not talking about Collingwood.
He was annoyed at me once because I wrote in a piece about his... Remember he had that stadium idea, build a second stadium up near the MCG?
Yeah.
And I'd written like... How much that looked like. And he was like, and I'd written all the problems with it. And he was like, you think I haven't thought of them?
Does anyone send you through good stuff? Any presidents actually?
I've had players and I know it's always terrible, but they'll say, I can't say this. That's what it's like a template. They all say, I can't say this, but I think it'd be really funny if you said, and it'll be just something like blatantly obvious or racist, or, you know, and I'm always, I never do it, but you always tend to just screenshot the message and put it up. But
what do you mean? As if you didn't screenshot the message and just send it to your mate.
Surely you've got a Facebook group where you're just sending that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
like,
no, yeah. No. But it is, though, some of them pretty, but I'm waiting for one good one, but it hasn't happened yet.
There you go, listeners. If you're a club president, send it through.
Or just anyone. Just send ideas to the Titans.
He loves it.
Yeah.
Question three. Who was at the very famous underarm match against New Zealand?
Carl.
Yes, Carl.
Titus.
No, it was Rosie. Oh. Rosie was there.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yep. And so when it was coming up, I was six and everyone stood up and I didn't see it.
Wow. Oh, because you're so tiny.
Yeah, I was little. Everyone just stood up. I didn't know what was going on. And a friend of mine who was actually at that game, he and his dad left early to beat the traffic back to Glen Waverley and missed probably one of the biggest moments in cricket history.
Wow.
But they got back to Glen Waverley really early. So
nice.
Yeah. Living a dream. Yeah, exactly.
What was
I always ask, where were you when Rosie's dad's mates got back to Glen Waverley?
Did that great run back.
Question four. Who once had Dipper give them life advice, saying they should tone it down a bit if they want to get further in life.
Adam?
Yes, Adam.
Alicia?
Yes, you are correct. Yes.
Dipper. Oh, wow. Dipper's telling you to tone it down.
Tone what down?
Take the burger rings off.
I had pink hair and I was on the boundary and I said, can you sign this? And he did and he just looked at me and said, yeah, you'll go further in life if you tone it down.
Wow. And you've listened to it. It's not pink anymore.
How long did it take you to change it in the car ride
About
home?
A week, but I went to purple.
Just to tone it down, but the only thing that happened was you had different coloured hair.
Yeah, that was it.
Wow.
Dipper telling you to tone it down. A man who did dimmies and forges out and crushed skulls for his career.
And also a man that used to come into the AFL all the time, and I heard a lot of stories I won't be repeating on this podcast.
Question 8. Who was once dropped from the team just before the grand final, even though they played in the prelim?
Carl.
Yes, Carl.
Rosie.
Yes, you are correct. God damn it. Carl.
Because like, you're a loser.
I was like, oh, Derek kick it.
Derek kick it, yeah.
That hurt.
Are you really? Still a bit bitter about it?
Oh, bit.
Do you still
I'll
hate,
be going to that funeral, I'll tell you.
Do you still hate Kevin Sheedy?
Yeah. Yeah.
So how old were you?
It was under 16s.
Did and they win it? Did they win the
Oh, yeah. One? I've never played in a winning football premiership. Oh. Yeah. Fucking...
It feels good. Story. Can I say, as someone who has done a lot, yeah. It feels good.
I played in about 4 cricket ones, and I never got a footy one, and it burnt so deep.
Yeah, I won one off my own boot under lights once, 2-1. 1-0 down at halftime. Fuck, it was good. Should have been there.
I could have been on the bench for you.
But you went on the footy trip. Under-16s had a footy trip.
Yeah, we went to...
Port Ferry.
No, it was...
Sizzler.
No, it was just outside Bendigo. Kangaroo Flat,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, no, nice.
Kangaroo Flat?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so we stayed at the footy club
Not
there.
Even Bendigo. Kangaroo Flat, like a suburb of Bendigo.
And we had a few cans, and then we went out and we met some young ladies, and I pashed someone, and I remember telling her that I loved her.
Oh!
Well, you probably did.
Yeah, I did.
So
I
did they embrace you even though you didn't play? Your team embraced you? Were you a mascot?
That wasn't a mascot as such. Yeah, everyone forgot by then.
Yeah.
But it still burnt. Yeah.
Do you know what burns for me? Is
I bet you didn't say that to the girl, though. By the way, I got dropped for the granny. I got dropped for the granny. Do you want to get on?
Yeah. No, Princess Park, Carlton beat Hawthorn by 102 points back in the 90s. And people, strangers, just lifted me on their shoulders and I ended up in the middle of the ground. Just these Carlton supporters. That really still gets
me. Were you wearing, like, Hawthorn gear?
From head to toe.
Wow.
Fucking part of the party.
Jesus. The humiliation of the loss wasn't enough. Let's get all pink hair out there.
Question 9. Whose parents used to try to encourage them by paying them $1 for every goal they kicked?
Alicia.
Yes, Alicia.
Carl?
You are correct. Yes, it was Carl.
Yeah, didn't get much.
Not bad as a goalkeeper.
No, playing footy, playing AFL. And, I played like a season or two thinking this would be good and was no good. And I dreamt of kicking goals, but I don't think I got beyond bloody the middle of the park. It was terrible. And that's when I started playing soccer instead because not as many people played soccer and it looked like it would be a bit easier.
It's a good reason to take it up.
Yeah, totally.
And our final question for the game. Who was such a bad loser that once their mum turned the hose
Rosie.
On them in a game of backyard cricket? Yes, Carl?
Rosie.
You are correct, yes.
I used to sook up big time in the backyard, like throw bat, kick everything, and then mum was just like, it had enough, so I just turned the hose on me.
It could have been me. I broke my toe kicking a bat when my brother called out, and it so fucking wasn't out. Sorry.
Did you have LBW in your backyard cricket?
Absolutely.
Oh, we didn't. You couldn't.
Didn't you?
Not fair. Not fair if you had LBW. No one was going to be standing there.
Automatic wiki?
Yeah.
But not down the leg
side.
That
was the only reason we had a trampoline. It was the automatic wiki.
Yeah, right.
I used to play games of cricket with my brother and we'd play as the whole team. And so when I'd bring on Craig McDermott, who was my favourite bowler, I'd bowl extra fast just to make him get more wickets.
At the end of the game, the scores are Titus O'Reilly on 3 points. Yay. Woo. Alicia sometimes on 4 points. Adam Rosenbach's on 7 points. But our winner on 8 points, it's Carl Chandler.
Fuck. God damn. Yes. Fuck yes. Suck shit, Rosie.
That hurts.
Fuck you.
Get your mum to put the hose on him. Thank you for playing Don't You Know Who I Am. Before we go, a quick round of plugs. Carl, you've got a podcast festival happening very soon.
Oh, yeah. If you're in the area, I am in Thailand in three or four weeks or whenever this comes out at the Koh Samui International Podcast Festival. It's going to be a lot of fun. Absolutely no locals listen to my show. So everyone else, yeah, if you've got nothing to do in the next couple of weeks and fancy blowing a grand on airfare, grand on accommodation, come on over.
It'll be fun. Rosie, where can people hear and see you?
At the moment, just the Junk Time AFL podcast, which is, it's been fun. And we'll be doing a live show during the bye week, but that's not till early September.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Any guests booked in yet?
Andy Lee will be joining us.
Nice.
Yeah.
Alicia.
The Outer Sanctum podcast that has five amazing women and me is
all
on
Hawthorn supporters.
All Hawthorn supporters, but we talk about football as a whole. And
how have you got all girls but no diversity? Like, no guys, no wonder barracks for anyone else.
We champion everything. So we're an ABC podcast, so you can listen there.
Awesome. And Titus.
6th of June, I'm doing Comics Lounge. And 7th of June, the Arc Bar in Adelaide.
Awesome. So, and the Variety Hour podcast.
Variety Hour twice a week. So subscribe where you get your podcasts.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. Until next time, see you later. Bye.
G'day, mate.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. It's not optional. You have to do it. We used to go easy on it, but now you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.